The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here's the news. Over 260 cultural relics from central China's Hubei province will be displayed in the United States next month, due to open on April 19th at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco. The exhibition features bronzeware, lacquerware, jade artifacts, and silk textiles, many of which are being shown abroad for the first time. Zeng Pan, director of the display department at the Hubei Provincial Museum, said that the exhibition will mainly feature artifacts from over 2,000 years ago, which were unearthed in Hubei. Zeng noted that the exhibition aims to introduce the history, culture, and art of the Zeng and Chu states at that time to overseas audiences, and showcase the achievements of Chinese civilization in bronze casting, lacquerware, weaving, and other creative fields. The Hubei Provincial Museum has selected 190 artifacts for the exhibition, including the bronze vessel, which is known as the ancient equivalent of a refrigerator, and unearthed from the tomb of Marquis Yi, a ruler of the Zeng state. The exhibition is the largest and most exquisite display of Chinese archaeological relics to be held in the United States in recent years. It is scheduled to run until July 22nd this year.
You're listening to Special English.
China's deep-sea manned submersible Jiaolong has conducted its first diving in the Atlantic Ocean. That is according to the Bureau of Ocean Affairs, a subsidiary of the Ministry of Natural Resources. Jiaolong has made 23 successful dives in the southern Atlantic Ocean and carried out operations in multiple hydrothermal zones with complex environments. It obtained approximately 300 geological and biological samples, as well as some 4 terabytes of environmental data and visual materials. According to the Bureau, the findings made by Jiaolong have filled gaps in the biodiversity survey of the southern Atlantic Ocean and will help the world understand, protect, and utilize the deep sea in an improved manner. Jiaolong is being carried by China's Deep Sea No. 1 research vessel, which embarked from Qingdao in East China's Shandong Province in December 2023, and is scheduled to return to China in May this year. The submersible is due to conduct a total of 46 dives in the course of the expedition.
This is Special English.
Volkswagen has signed a cooperation agreement with Chinese electric vehicle startup XPeng on the development of two intelligent connected vehicle models for the Chinese market. That is according to Volkswagen Group China. The two models slated to hit the market in 2026 are expected to offer Chinese customers an intuitive connected digital experience and advanced automated driving functions. Based on the agreement, the two parties have entered into a joint procurement program for common vehicle and platform parts. Through joint procurement and the use of innovative technologies during the design and engineering phase, the development time for the new models will be reduced by over 30%. Chairman and CEO of Volkswagen Group China said that through the partnership with XPeng, the company is not only accelerating development times, but also boosting efficiency and optimizing cost structures, which is to increase the economic competitiveness of its products in a highly price-sensitive market. Volkswagen announced a partnership with XPeng last July and completed the acquisition of shares amounting to around 4.99% of the total issued and outstanding share capital of XPeng in December last year.
You're listening to Special English.
U.S. tech giant Apple has announced that it will expand its applied research lab in Shanghai and establish a new lab in Shenzhen later this year. The labs in Shanghai and Shenzhen will support intelligent manufacturing, along with the reliability, quality, and material analysis of products, providing resources for the global engineering and design team. That is according to Isabel Gemahe, Apple's Vice President and Managing Director of Greater China. Apple said it has invested a total of 1 billion yuan, about $140 million, in building applied research labs in China. Apple has been working on development in China for over 30 years. Data shows that 151 out of the company's 200 major suppliers have production activities in China. Currently, it has research and development centers in Beijing, Shanghai, as well as Suzhou and Shenzhen. Over the past 5 years, its research and development team in China has doubled in size.
You're listening to Special English.
Royal Caribbean International has announced its new China route deployment plan, with two cruises to be deployed in the ports in Shanghai, Tianjin, and Hong Kong. The plan's sailing time frame ranges from February 2025 to April 2026. The company said it will provide a series of international cruise routes linking the three Chinese cities with Tokyo, Busan, and Osaka, among other Asian destinations. According to the international cruise giant, the cruise Ovation of the Seas will resume operation in Tianjin starting on May 1st next year to serve the market in North China. The other cruise, Spectrum of the Seas, will be deployed in Shanghai and Hong Kong.
This is Special English.
Inspired by space exploration, a group of Chinese brain scientists have designed a real-time analysis system for the whole brain imaging of zebra fish, a model animal used in research to mimic the biological processes or diseases found in humans. The revolutionary neural recording technology enabled dynamic measurements of large-scale neuronal clusters. But the subsequent real-time analysis of those massive dynamical imaging data came as a challenge. The researchers from the Chinese Academy of Sciences realized that the high-throughput neural data analysis is similar to how scientists deal with fast radio burst observations in astronomical research. Emulating the processing approach of mysterious radio flashes in the universe, they developed a specific chip designed with a field programmable gate array and a graphics processing unit for an image stream of up to 500 megabytes per second. According to a study published in the journal Nature Neuroscience, the system can timely extract activities from up to 100,000 neurons in awakened larval zebrafish. The researchers also demonstrated an effective brain-computer interface strategy using the real-time system. It adjusted the activities of swimming control neurons of zebra fish in a state of paralysis.
You're listening to Special English.
A Buddhist temple dating back over 1,400 years ago has been unearthed in Datong in North China's Shanxi province. believed to have been an official temple or a royal one. The ancient temple is located some 300 meters from the palace ruins of the Northern Wei Dynasty, with a pagoda as its center. Researchers with the Provincial Institute of Archaeology found a square pit with pearls, coral jewelry, and brass rings in the middle of the pagoda foundation. More than 200 well-preserved Buddhist statues were also unraveled at the ruins. Some of the statues were painted, while some were gold foil decorated. According to the deputy head of the institute, Li Shuyun, the pagoda is believed to be painted with murals, as its peeling wall remains suggest. Li noted it is the most well-preserved pagoda foundation remains that Da Tong has ever discovered, providing important research materials for the study on architectural forms of Buddhist pagodas at that time.
This is Special English.
A total of 3,000 endangered plants have been reintroduced into the wild in the Three Gorges Reservoir area in central China's Hubei province. The artificially bred plants are endemic to the Yangtze River, featuring strong resistance to water flow and water logging. According to researchers, planting the two species not only plays a role in soil reinforcement and bank protection in the water level fluctuation zone of the Three Gorges Reservoir area, but also helps to restore biodiversity in the Yangtze River basin. 500 of the plants are descendants of space mutation breeding ones. Researchers will monitor the survival rate and growth of these space mutation breeding species and select those with excellent traits to better restore the ecological environment in the water level fluctuation zone. That is according to Huang Guiyun, senior engineer at the Yangtze River Biodiversity Research Center of the China Three Gorges Corporation.
You're listening to Special English.
As fungi gain increasing popularity among Chinese consumers, an industrial chain that covers production, processing of the black truffle, along with sales and product innovation, is being established in southwest China's Yunnan province, a major area for fungi growth. Dubbed the Black Diamond, the black truffle is one of the most expensive food ingredients across the world. The growing conditions of truffles are extremely strict, as they can only form under specific climates and soil conditions. with more than 2,800 hours of sunshine throughout the year and up to 3/4 of forest coverage, Yongren County is an ideal area for truffle growing in Yunnan. The county has an annual truffle production of some 40 tons, accounting for over 20% of China's total. Wang Jianbiao, deputy chief of the country's Forestry and Grassland Administration, noted the county bans truffle picking from March 1st to October 31st every year to ensure better protection and utilization of the resources. Wang added that 20 bases for wild fungus breeding and propagation had been set up, and local farmers had also been trained in proper truffle harvesting techniques to increase the added value of the fresh ingredient. A factory engaged in truffle production and processing was established in 2014. Products such as dried truffles, edible fungus pills, and canned truffles have entered the market. Chairman of the company, Xiong Hai Kwan, said they had made a breakthrough in preservation techniques, extending the shelf life of the fresh truffle from 20 days to 50. The company has also developed truffle-based noodles, sausages, and other products, bringing the high-end food ingredient to countless dining tables at home and abroad. According to Xiong, the company's sales revenue exceeded 36 million yuan last year.
This is Special English.
That's the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully. Over 260 cultural relics from central China's Hubei province will be displayed in the United States next month. Due to open on April 19th at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco, the exhibition features bronzeware, lacquerware, jade artifacts, and silk textiles, many of which are being shown abroad for the first time. Zeng Pen, director of the display department at the Hubei Provincial Museum, said that the exhibition will mainly feature artifacts from over 2,000 years ago, which were unearthed in Hubei. Zeng noted that the exhibition aims to introduce the history, culture, and art of the Zeng and Chu states at that time to overseas audiences and showcase the achievements of Chinese civilization in bronze casting, lacquerware, weaving, and other creative fields. The Hubei Provincial Museum has selected 190 artifacts for the exhibition, including the bronze vessel which is known as the ancient equivalent of the refrigerator, and unearthed from the tomb of Marquis Yi, a ruler of the Zeng state. The exhibition is the largest and most exquisite display of unearthed Chinese archaeological relics to be held in the United States in recent years. The exhibition is scheduled to run until July 22nd this year. This is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.